It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two, and that means it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Listen, don't miss your chance to have the best tailgating experience in Happy Valley this fall for Penn State football home games. Go to GoPSURV.com, get your weekend set up, come in Friday, leave on Sunday, transportation to and from the game, 409 tailgate, barbecues available, a little daddy soda in the bus as you go to and from the game. Thank you. Contact Mark at GoPSURV.com or call him at 800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Nice to see you again, Ross.
Nice to see you too, Andy.
Good. How was Nashville and the draft?
It was awesome.
You were busy?
It was awesome. Yeah, I mean, the only negative was I was outside and it rained.
On Thursday.
Thursday night, almost the whole night. So I literally...
Wrath of God rained too for a while.
And they did not want me to so I had a jacket on, I'm taking that off, I got a poncho, trying not to get soaked. I knew that I was going to be outside. I thought I was outside, but in a covered position.
Right.
I didn't know I was outside. So I was not really well prepared. I was soaked. And really, nobody listening to this cares at all.
Right. Or they has don't. Pity they for really me. Don't.
In fact, based on how I handle myself on this show at times, I think a lot of people are probably pretty happy right now. It's like the wrath of Andy, not the wrath of God. It's like the wrath of Andy's revenge. So that was the negative, but it was awesome. It's a terrific city. The draft is a really cool event. It's insane how many media are there. I mean, if Bob Flounders is there, think about how many people are sent there.
Exactly.
Right.
Well said, Ross.
The best thing, speaking of the media, was your, you know, when you go to stadiums, your food post about what's being served. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
I didn't know what a lot of that stuff was. And I think I might have set a world record for consecutive days with brisket. But that's okay.
That's okay.
That's what you do when you're in Nashville.
All right. This segment of Tucker's Tape, we're going to talk about Penn State's six players that were drafted in the NFL draft last week. We're going
to
get
just
your
all
take.
The guys that went to the NFL from Penn State.
We'll hit on the you want to talk about the undrafted free agents.
Only
as well?
A 12-minute segment.
Yeah,
man. We only got 12 minutes. So, all right, then let's just dive right in. Running back Miles Sanders was picked in the second round by the Philadelphia Eagles. All you, Ross.
You know, I don't think you could have gone to a better situation. I think going number 53 overall is about as high as I anticipated Miles going. Going to a really good team that doesn't have a feature running back is about as good as he could have done. They love him. You know, there are some people that wonder about his pass protection. There are some people that wonder if he runs hard enough. But Deuce Staley loved him. The Eagles loved him. He's in a tremendous opportunity with that offensive line, that quarterback, the tight end. I mean, he has a chance to really have a terrific start to his career, and now he's got to make the most of it.
All right, let's keep moving. Offensive lineman Connor McGovern. Congratulations, Bob Flounders.
He's a Cowboy.
Cowboys fan. Third round to the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I guess he theoretically could have gone a little bit higher. This is about where I thought he'd go. But I'm not sure he could have gone to a much better situation either. I mean, they've got one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. I think they have a weak point at left guard, which is Connor Williams, who was supposed to be a first-round pick last year, went in the second round. I wouldn't be surprised if McGovern beats out Williams. I can't even say Connor. But if McGovern beats out Williams, I just think McGovern is more physical than Connor Williams. And I think that's one of the areas where Williams struggled last year. He doesn't get you a lot of pop in the run game. And in pass protection, he got knocked back a bunch. That's not going to happen to McGovern. I know he lost some weight for the combine in his pro day, but he plays at like 320. He is strong as an ox. He's just a bigger kid. I've met him both. He's just a bigger kid than Connor Williams. And so the chance to go to Dallas Cowboys, you know, America's team, a marquee franchise. You know, the Eagles are definitely a top 10 franchise in terms of recognition, right, popularity. Cowboys are top two or three. So it's a great fit for Connor McGovern. No state income tax. He's a smart kid, and he's got a chance to be part of one of the best offensive lines. They run the ball a lot, which I think is good for him. And I think the opportunity is there. You know, there's other places where you get drafted in the third round, and you're clearly just the swing guy or the heir apparent.
Right.
And he's both of those things, but he's really also – they brought him in to compete at left guard. They wanted another option at left guard. So those two Connors are going to go head-to-head.
All right, let's move on to the fourth round, where defensive end Sharif Miller – also went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Sticking with the NFC East with Penn State guys.
And this is, I mean, I swear I'm not being like blinded by Penn State or whatever. I can't imagine a better situation for Sharif Miller.
I agree.
He's from Philly. I didn't think he would even go in the fourth round. I thought he'd be a fifth or sixth round pick. He goes in the fourth round. He goes to a really good team. Again, we talked about with the Eagles. He's from Philadelphia. Marquee franchise. And they need a fourth end.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
which
the way
is
it is
where
today.
He should be a fit right now. They have Brandon Graham, Vinnie Curry, and Derek Barnett. Plus, Vinnie Curry is only on a one-year deal. So he could very easily get that fourth end spot. And if he does well with it, be the third end in his second year. He has to get better with his hands. I think he needs to have develop more of a pass-rushing plan. But everybody liked the raw physical ability, and they really liked how hard he plays. He's kind of an ideal fit right now for a fourth DN. He's got to win that job, though, because they took a kid from Florida State last year, Josh Sweat, who was very highly touted and has probably more theoretical upside than Sharif. But they wouldn't have even taken Sharif if they thought Sweat was that great.
Right, right.
The only other possibility is Chris Long decides he does want to play, which is a possibility. But then Sharif's the fifth, the end. No big deal.
So the one thing, just real quick about Sharif, the way the Eagles sort of value the defensive line, he wasn't the kind of draft pick that was going to be like, you know, number one or number two. That wasn't Sharif's role. It was this. And there's a team that fits him perfectly geography-wise. So, all right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Quarter number two, Tucker State, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're talking about Penn State's draft pick. Amani O went in the fifth round to the Detroit Lions. Interesting. He kind of, if anybody you could say in this draft that it was a Penn State or fell, it was him.
Yeah, I mean, there had been some talk during the season that he might even be a late first round pick. People felt like he had balance issues. There were some concerns about his hands as well. But evidently there were some balance issues that people found when they really broke him down. I still thought he'd go higher. I still thought he'd be second or third round.
What do you mean by balance? I don't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
Like coming out of his break maybe not always being in balance.
Okay.
And so I think it's a steal for the Lions. I think he's a good player. I think he's a steal in the fifth round. But this is a situation where this is the first Penn State guy that went lower and not to as good of a situation as we would have thought.
Two things. Eerily similar to what happened with Christian Campbell last year. Now, Christian had injuries that slowed him. But a long corner that was supposed to run very well, which he did. But I believe he slid to the fifth round to the Cardinals, and he eventually got cut. And I'm just going to say this. I don't know if this is in the minds of NFL teams, but there isn't a great history of Penn State producing corners. There just isn't. They're not really known for it. Like, who was the last great Penn State corner that you can really remember that played for a long time at a high level in the NFL? I don't know how that much it impacts the current guys. And I also heard maybe Amani wasn't really highly regarded for his ability to maybe play the run a little bit too. I think that was something that might have been a knock against him as well. But he can run and he's long, and I think he's a much better value than Christian Campbell was last year.
All right, sixth round, Baltimore Ravens took Penn State's quarterback, Trace McSorley.
Yeah, going right back to the positives, because I didn't think he'd go any higher than this. I thought there was a chance he wouldn't get drafted. Sixth round's nice. Baltimore, he's from Ashburn, Virginia,
right.
So he's right there near Baltimore. Perfect fit. because they're going to use him in a lot of ways. And I think he can do the same things that Lamar Jackson can do. I think that there's a chance that if Lamar Jackson got hurt, it'd be RG3 probably at the start. But if RG3 faltered, I don't think they'd hesitate to put Trace in there. Maybe even use him in that Taysom Hill role that Bob had talked about. So I'm thrilled for him. It's a great spot. He'll be on the roster out, you have to imagine, and might even have a chance to maybe they do two quarterbacks at times. It's a really good spot for Trace. I'm happy for him.
The Ravens talked about using him in a different variety of ways. Beside the Taysom Hill, what other roles do you think?
Special teams. I don't really buy him playing defense. I think special teams, and I think if they want to have Greg Roman, their OC, is very creative. So if they want to have two quarterbacks on the field at the same time, he gives you another one that can run. You know, I mean, picture handing the ball to Trace McSorley on a jet sweep and then he throws it. You know, kind of like the Philly special or whatever. So that's how I could see him being used. Or like I said, if Lamar Jackson comes out for a couple plays, maybe they put Trace in instead of RG3 if they're running the ball real well. RG3 can't run anymore.
Right. All right, let's go on to Penn State's final draft pick. Nick Scott in the 7th round to the defending NFC champion, Los Angeles Rams.
Thrilled for him. I don't know if we had talked about that enough, about Nick Scott as a special teams guy, but that's why he got drafted. I mean, the coach that called him was John Fossil, the special teams coach for the Rams. They looked at him as a guy that could make a difference on special teams. That was something he did very well at Penn State, really, before he became a starter. So we should have thought of that more and talked about that more. Nick Scott gets drafted, former running back. You know, I love that.
All right, some of the undrafted free agent guys, we just touched on them in quarter number one. But the one that stands out, Ryan Bates signed an undrafted free agent contract to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, and so I think Ryan thought he would get drafted. You know, the Eagles are probably a pretty good spot just because they need interior O-line help, and I think Ryan can play every spot. But it's an uphill battle when you're undrafted. I know that. But, you know, he played so much for 3 years, moved around so much. He already graduated. What would he have been coming back for? I mean, he would have been coming back for to improve his draft stock. I'd say unlikely, maybe a tiny bit. And then there's the risk of injury, or maybe to come back to win a championship. And I think he probably had a better chance to win a championship the last 3 years than he actually would this year.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. They're going to be your questions, his answers. Ask Rosk is next. We will be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.